We opened on 28th, but we only got the keys to it on the 20th. So we only had 8 days to make all the changes, get everything cleaned up, make sure everything is running at the normal parameters, make sure we got all the contracts, internet, wastage, water, electricity changed onto us, licensing, and the most and hardest thing, staff, because we need people we can rely on, people that they know what they're doing and people that are working on a certain standard to make sure that the customer that works through the door is going to be a returning customer. But we managed to override that obstacle, and right now we got a beautiful team that it's of course looking to grow. I am quite open to get local people in as well, because you know it's nice when everyone knows everyone, and I think it'll be another key point in reconnecting ourselves with the community. It was lots of work. We were starting here at 7 o'clock in the morning, leaving home at 2, sleep for a few hours, come back. It was a lot of painting, a lot of decorating, a lot of cleaning, because the place, in the plainest words possible, it was rotten. Especially to get the kitchen to the point where it is now, to actually be completely sanitized, completely free to be serving food from, it was hard. The inside was in a pretty bad shape as well. I mean, we had to redo all the tables, all the chairs. We had to take, because there was loads of TVs everywhere, which, you know, as we changed it to a pub and grill from the sports bar that used to be in the music venue, we had to do a lot to, you know, give the feeling when you walk in that you actually walk in into somewhere where you want to come with your partner to actually have a nice dinner in a nice glass, and you're not gonna have people that are misusing drugs around you, or you know, someone who's gonna get violent because their team didn't score a goal. You know, it's we're completely trying to get rid of that sports venue concept. We are pub and grill now. We got a really nice selection of steaks, and of course we're trying to work with local suppliers, with the local butchers and anything. We try to keep our prices really accessible for the people. We also try to accommodate, and we're now in talks with local football teams. We're trying to do a reward scheme for the NHS staff, because of course we're close to the hospital. I know it's not easy for no one. Everything started to get expensive. Alcohol came up in price, food came up in price. But when you make sure your customers are happy and you got a standards of serving, people won't mind paying something for something good.